Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
Katie Taylor is set to take to the ring for one final time this September as she takes on Frances Flora Pilley in a historic final bout at Croke Park on September 5th. The Bray boxer made the trip down to Waterford last Sunday to catch up with Beat Dry's Lydia Daydal.
Katie, welcome to Beat 102, 103.
Thank you so much.
We are buzzing to have you here today.
No, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Yeah. Literally, the tour bus outside, like proper rock and roll, right?
Just so you know, that wasn't my idea with the bus. My face plastered on the bus.
Have you got a bed on it?
We haven't got a bed on it. It's not that fancy, but...
Well, listen,
I'm mortified driving around, to be quite honest. But.
Well, listen, we've met each other before. I've interviewed you before a couple of fights. Yeah. And, you know, you've always been like very low key, and you go in one door, do the media, and then you head off. So to see you in a big flash bus,
I don't have to go on that, do I? That was my first haul when I seen the bus. Well,
how involved is Eddie Hearn in that bus inside?
I think that's more Aiken Promotions, to be quite honest. But
well, listen, we have to talk about Croke Park September 5th. This is the big one. This is the one.
Absolutely,
we have followed you for so many years.
Yeah, crazy.
The pinnacle of the sport, elite level athletes, just ending it on the perfect note. Yeah. Talk to us about what it means.
It's amazing. The first time I spoke about Croke Park, I think it was maybe 4 years ago, and it was pretty much an impossibility back then. And even a few months ago, I didn't think it was going to happen. So here we are, end of my career in Croke Park, our most iconic stadium. And so there's so much history involved with Croke Park as well. So this just feels like a fairy tale ending, to be quite honest. And well, it will be a fairy tale ending if my hand gets raised, of course. And
absolutely.
I have to obviously prepare for a tough fight on the night, but this is just phenomenal that we got this over the line, and there's such buzz and such excitement about it as well. This is going to be such an amazing event.
It really is. And I remember when you signed with Matchroom,
we
were going pro, and there was the whole, you know, Eddie had the whole back and forth of the text message on Instagram and stuff, which he reposts all the time, you know. And we were looking at it and we're going, God, this is amazing. And then we were looking at the Three Arena and we were going, imagine, what if?
I know.
Now you've done that a couple of times, and that walk get alone the first time with Three Arena against Chantel.
I know.
Incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
How do you think it'll pair up now, Croke Park?
I know.
It's a bigger walk.
It's a bigger walk. My legs will have to be strong for that walk, but I think it's going to be an emotional walk because this is obviously my final showdown, my final walk to the ring. And I'll have a chance to obviously reflect on such an amazing career after that fight, but I'm going to have to hold my emotions together, I think. I'm so grateful for the overwhelming support of everybody. Mm-hmm. Just hearing the crowd chant ole 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 again just one final time, it's going to be emotional and amazing all at the same time.
It really is. And we know that an Irish crowd, they love to come, they love to say, I mean, they're the loudest, even if it's only an away crowd, they'll shout.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? I've gone to see it many times when it's the away corner, and you know, you're like the tiny little Irish contingent.
I know, it's incredible.
And they're loud.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm so overwhelmed by, that people have spent their hard-earned money to travel around the world to watch me fight in Madison Square Garden in the UK, in Dallas, just seeing the tricolours around in those iconic stadiums. It means so much to me. Mm-hmm. And I just want to put on a performance now worthy of everyone's support over these last few years, and I want to put on a career best performance.
Absolutely. And there's that heritage of the warrior spirit in Croke Park.
Oh, it's
we've
great.
All those years
absolutely.
Of you know history going into
it, and that's what's so special about it. I don't think people outside the country realise how special Croke Park is. So it's part of our culture, it's part of our heritage, and we are known to be the Fighting Irish, and to get a chance to actually showcase that in Croke Park is something very special.
It really is. I have to ask you as well, you obviously are part of a huge video game called Undisputed.
Oh, yes.
Undisputed by name. I have played it. Yes, absolutely have. And I've been over in Sheffield into the studio as well.
Yeah,
I've seen the setup. Absolutely incredible. Yeah. So I have to ask you, obviously in the game, your boxing skills are unrivaled. That's why we're in it, okay?
Yeah.
But if you were in another super game and you had a superpower, what would it be? Can't be boxing. Can't be sport. Can't be the traditional one.
Yeah, exactly. gosh, that's a good question. Wouldn't mind having that. What's that word called where you can go from one place to the next?
That's for
tea. That's that'd be good.
I'm getting punched too many times. I can't even think of the words.
So back to Ireland, back to the States.
Wouldn't mind that. That would be good.
You wouldn't give us a lift, would you?
Exactly. Because I hate flying. So
I know. So do I. I mean, you're on her way more than I am, but I absolutely can't. Transport to Asia. That's the idea. From 1 minute to the next. Yeah. But how has the experience of the video game been? Because they've championed it as well, of course.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And Ash and everyone involved in that game has been fantastic. It's very, very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, really
good.
And to
be involved in the video games, like, wow, I can actually play myself in a video game.
I know, and like, it's because it's the corner, it's the walkout, the other people that are in it, like legends of the sport
as well. Exactly, and Brian's in as well, my manager. Have you seen Brian at all?
Well, I know Brian likes to be behind the camera, but.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my next question. I mean, for those of us who have been in the sport and following it, for many years, and Brian is highly respected, and very much reserved, and always, you know, just the control in the back, and that's it.
That's how much it means, though, isn't it? That raw emotion, it was real. And I've never ever seen Brian emotional ever before that. So he sees hard man in, he's just gone now.
He's ruined. Hugs and love, that's it for Brian.
Exactly.
But I mean, the volume of that, it just goes to show, I mean, if you can make someone like Brian shed a tear, how much it means to not only your team, who are a fantastic team with Eddie Hearn, Matcham, and with Brian, but also the young people coming up, the young adults. We saw loads of kids here today. Every time they meet you, it's the bright eyes. It's like, oh my God, it's Katie Taylor. We all remember the Olympics. We all remember everything you've done for the country.
Yeah.
But September 5th is going to be an absolutely amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And it's going to be probably the most iconic moment of my career, making that final walk in Croke Park, my dream venue.
Yeah.
I get goosebumps even thinking about it.
I know. Yeah. Can we ask, do we have an idea of the walkout colours?
The walkout colours? Yeah. I haven't even
Your kit? Am I jumping the gun here?
Yeah, I have to actually start thinking about those details. Yeah. But I haven't given it too much thought, to be quite honest. I think Brian and all is good with all that stuff. But
there'll be a tricolour there anyway. We know that for sure. Before you go, we always get our guests that come in. A little quick fire question, okay?
I'm getting nervous.
What is your PIN number? We have a very young audience that like love TikTok, love social, and they love a little getting to know others, VIPs friends. That come in, okay? So I've aptly named this one to Bray or not to Bray.
Love it.
Playing on a bit of Shakespeare here. Brian has given us the exclusive.
You really showed, well now Katie hasn't passed.
I don't know about that. It's a bit fancy.
I said a guy called Will Sliney from Marvel. He does Marvel. He works, he's doing Star Wars and Spider-Man with Marvel. We're working on now. Katie hasn't fully, but so Katie, I think when I showed it to you there, Katie says, I stick to Katie.
It's a bit too fancy.
I think
it's
in the back.
I do like they're blindfolded to get to.
There's something in it. We're not, anyway, that's just a very start.
That is.
I am a plain and simple type of girl, so nice and black, just black.
It's a working project. Right, so this one is called To Bray or Not To Bray, right? So quickest answer. First one, word that comes to your head, okay? So we know you're a very proud Bray woman.
Yeah.
And they cherish you up there. Yeah. So it's To Bray or Not To Bray. Bray head. Or Bracey front?
Brayhead.
Sunrise walk or sunset walk?
Sunset walk. I'm not a morning person. So.
If I'm going to Bray, am I getting fish and chips or a 99?
A 99.
Would we be having tea by the sea or coffee on the go?
Tea by the sea.
The best place that you would bring me if we were on a day trip to Bray?
Platform pizza.
I've been there many times.
It's great. Great spot.
Gorgeous spot.
It's a nice show.
And if Venture's going, we'll take that. I'll be up again. The most underrated thing about Bray?
The most underrated thing about Bray... This was supposed to be a quick fire
question. Manager scoops in.
Exactly.
If they had to put a big giant statue of Katie Taylor in Bray, where would you like it located?
Outside McDonald's.
You get the pictures there. Right, a very quick one. This is what would Katie Taylor do? You're elite level in the ring. You're a champion multiple time, undisputed, the best of the best. But how are you in the group chat? Right? Your friend leaves you on red for days. What are you doing?
Yeah, never talk to her again. No, it's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Bit harsh. Although you're busy, yeah, though. It might be you that's doing the leave.
Yeah, exactly.
You make plans.
I'm highly offended at that.
Yeah. Someone keeps cancelling plans at the last minute. What do you do?
Probably just never make
cutting them off. Yeah. I love it. Brill. Absolutely brill. One of your siblings borrows a new piece of clothing.
Yeah.
How do you respond?
That happens all the time. My sister always takes my clothes.
Which sister is it?
I've got the one sister.
Oh, you have that one sister.
Yeah,
okay. Your friend spoils a TV show that you've been waiting to watch for many months. What do you watch?
I don't really care. So,
do you watch TV?
I was a small bit, yeah.
What would
a bit of Netflix every now and then.
What are you watching? Yeah. The Katie Taylor documentary.
I still haven't seen that. How is it?
You know what? The pinnacle bit is Brooke Bryan as well. When you're sitting down and you get the news, you're like, what in the face? That's brilliant. The moment where like, there she is. Brilliant. There she is. All right, one more. Someone in the family WhatsApp starts a political argument that you don't agree
with.
Stay out of it. This is what we're saying. And one final one. You're stuck doing a group project and you're the only one taking the slack. How do you respond?
Yeah, I'm not taking the slack. What's that?
Yeah,
mean?
You're taking all the work.
Anything. Oh, okay. That's okay because I actually like doing things with excellence. So I prefer that rather than people doing a bad job.
We're a controlling queen and we're okay with it.
A control freak.
Okay, very finally, the first three words that come to your mind when you think about another undisputed win at Croke Park?
Oh, legendary and iconic. And emotional.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time.
So
more than generous. We really appreciate it.
Thank
you so much, Katie Taylor, for Beat 102 103.
Thank you.